Central Park around Midtown is always a lot. Food carts, pedicabs with loudspeakers, and horse-drawn carriages make the park feel like a carnival. Today, I am part of the entertainment. I'm Leilani Combs, and this is Onomatopoeia, a podcast about the people and places of New York City. In this episode, no home in this world. When I was younger, I would play music on the street for money. Those in the know call it busking. I traveled the country this way. In different cities, you'd find other musicians and form temporary bands. When it was time to leave, you said goodbye, sometimes never to see your bandmates again. During my undergrad in my mid-20s, I sang in a punk band. Now I'm 33, I attend an Ivy League school, and I live in the Upper West Side of Manhattan. It feels like it was all a dream. Today I'm busking solo in the park, just to remind myself I can. Maybe because I need to remind myself that it wasn't a dream. My instinct is to find somewhere a little further away from the main thoroughfare. Instead, I push myself deeper into the crowd. Each step I take, my stomach drops a little more, until I'm surprised that it hasn't left my body altogether. Passersby give a curious look as I open my instrument case. I produce an oddity. Long neck with a pot belly, its drum head makes it look like a Frankenstein guitar of some sort. A five-string banjo. I made a little sign to let folks know that I was busking. It reads, "Raising money for banjo lessons." I hope that the joke will be my scapegoat in the case of a poor performance.
Don't you know the devil wears a suit and tie? Saw him driving down the 61 in early July. Wide as a cotton field and sharp as a knife. Turn him down as he passed me by.
People watch as they walk by and then look away when you make eye contact. After 30 minutes, I've played every song that I know by heart. Not a dime, not even a friendly conversation. Not country fans, I guess. Forgot how vulnerable this made me feel. Out of songs and feeling drained, I think it's time to go. I head out of the park without even recouping my subway fare. I've lived in New York City for exactly 79 days. Like many newcomers, I've struggled to find my place here. At the same time, not knowing where my life is heading can feel like purgatory. In going busking today, I think I wanted to hold on to my old life a little bit longer. But the reality is I no longer identify with that life the way that I once had. I'm trying to accept that sometimes making space for who you're becoming means leaving parts of you behind. Cliche, I know. I'm extremely thankful that I don't have to bust or survive anymore. But it's comforting to know that I still can if I ever need to. Back by the food trucks, I decide to treat myself for my efforts.
Do you guys do falafel sandwich? Can I do that?
I take the food to go, so ready to take a nap with my dog. On the subway platform, I reach to check if I put my wallet back in my... Oh, shit. I fly back up the stairs and shove myself through the turnstile, as fast as one can with a backpack, a banjo, and an active recording device on their belt. Then I push my way through the crowded sidewalk, almost tripping on a stroller. Running up to the food truck, I wave at the man inside.
I didn't leave a wallet here, did I? I didn't leave.
He shakes his head like I'm being ridiculous. He looks like he pities me. Try a security guard.
You have a brown wallet on the ground.
He gives me a blank stare. They know that I'm not from here. This episode of Onomatopoeia was created by me, Leilani Combs. Onomatopoeia is a production of the Columbia Graduate School of Journalism. Joan Farian is our executive producer and professor. Original theme music by Lee Feldman. Other music by Blue Dot Sessions.